Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Hey babe,
it's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control. What is happening? Hello angels, happy Wednesday. This is crazy. I'm in Vegas. Today is actually the day of both of my panels that I'm doing. Wow, life has been truly incredible over the past couple of months. I mean, it has always been a dream of mine to travel the world and speak and just to be on these panels and to be able to have this opportunity has truly been amazing, and or it is amazing actually. And I'm super grateful for that. I also want to let you guys know, I did post on YouTube on Sunday. So if you haven't seen that video, go check that out. I am condensing certain clips and kind of bringing them back onto YouTube. And then I'm going to be posting a more consistent schedule. I already have implemented that, hence my Sunday upload after I get back from Vegas. So I just want you guys to know that and to keep a heads up for that, because I'm definitely going to be back full throttle, baby. Okay. YouTube, podcasting, the whole nine. So I'm super excited, guys. This is truly awesome. And if you are listening to this and you guys don't have any idea that I have a YouTube channel, which actually is totally possible considering the fact that I haven't been on YouTube in a couple months, I've definitely been leaning into my podcast and nurturing this. And now that I feel like I have this going and I feel really strong about this and the community that we've built together, now I'm ready to, you know, drive both of these cars and to take it all the way home, baby. So I really want you guys to definitely check out my YouTube channel, and I will be a lot more active on there. And of course, I will be active here as well. That's never going to change. And also be on the lookout, because Quality Queen Control is going to be visual. So we're doing it all. Okay. This is going to be an incredible year, as it has already proven to be so. So with that being said, okay, that brings me to today's topic. Ooh, one last thing, one last update. Sunday was actually my first meeting for my young adult group that I have in church called the Pretty Promise. And eventually, in the very, very, very near future, I'm turning it into a nonprofit organization. Just something that as I get older and as I approach my 30s, which is going to be next year, I want to make sure that I have something set up foundationally for me to be able to really lean into that philanthropic work and to do things for charity and things like that, that I am very much invested in. So I definitely wanted you guys to keep up with that. I do have an Instagram for it that I created just to make sure that I got the name. Again, the traditional spelling of the word pretty was already taken. So I wasn't able to do that. So I will have all of that information in the show notes down below. So do not worry. You'll be able to check things out. And of course, you'll have access to all of my platforms. So now let's get into today's episode, where we are going to be talking about, okay, how to know or recognize if a guy is using you. You know, this is so important, because so many times we don't realize when we're in a situation that we are in fact being used. And it's not as obvious as we may actually think. That's the thing. It has to be something that you are able to recognize, especially in your mid to late 20s. After 25, no more excuses, okay? You should know enough, okay? You should be at a point in your life where you're taking, stock of, okay, what works, what doesn't work, and I'm not going to do this again. So there was a time, and I'm sure I've told this story before, but there was a lady in my church a long time ago where she told me that the guy that you're meant to be with is not going to give you this anxiety-ridden feeling of butterflies. The guy that you're meant to be with is going to make you feel very safe and just like home, like very peaceful. And when I heard that at that time, I think I was a teenager, I thought to myself, what are you talking about? Butterflies are good. Like, you're supposed to get butterflies. The way that it was translating to me was that you're not supposed to really get anxious and like the guy that you're with when I want that feeling, right? That's what I felt like we were conditioned to think. We're supposed to feel that those butterflies in that way. And as I've gotten older, I've definitely realized that she was, in fact, right. A guy that is meant for you is going to feel like home. He's going to have a calming presence around you. He's going to make you feel like you are safe. He's going to make you feel like you are protected. He's going to give you that secure feeling. He's not going to always make you feel like you're trying to figure out what he's doing. You're checking his Instagram. You're trying to see where he posted. You're trying to see where he is. You're hoping you're going to bump into him. All of those juvenile tactics, and anyone that's igniting that level of anxiety in you, or even where, because girl, been there, done that, right? You go over a guy's house, and then as soon as you leave, everything's great when you're there, right? As soon as you leave his place, you're literally thinking about everything else he's doing. Now, something isn't right with that picture, okay? I don't like it. It's not adding up. So when you find yourself in situations like that, because I'm betting that you have been in it, or maybe some of you are in it, that is not a relationship that you want to be in whatsoever. That is not a situation that you want to be a part of, because it doesn't make any sense. When you're dealing with people that bring out these types of feelings in you, that is a sign that you gotta go. So how do you know exactly if you're being used? Well, firstly, I want to start by saying, if it doesn't make sense, it's because it does not make any sense. And so often we ignore that intuition. We think we're crazy. We're being gaslit. Worst case scenario, always a scenario where we're thought to think, where we're made to feel, I should say, like our reality, it isn't reality. And how is that so? When you know deep down in your gut, even at the surface level, girl, that something isn't right here. So make it make sense. So when you're thinking of a relationship, you have to think, is this guy fleeing from something? Or are we moving harmoniously together? I gave that example in another podcast episode where I was talking about when you're running, right? You're on the straight and narrow path. You're running this race. And if a man comes along and he slows you down, that's not a man that you want to be with. You want to be with someone that's going to run beside you, because you're not about to sit here and slow yourself down so that you can meet him there. Those are the guys that want the shortcut version. The spark notes. It ain't going to happen. Rewind it and replay it. It ain't going to happen. So when we think about relationships, are we fleeing or are we moving? Now, what does this look like? Well, let me explain this. This is going to look like the guy that gets with you and everything is moving so fast. And let me tell you this. You will experience something like this. Let me just leave that right there. But after a while, you should be learning, wait a second. Why does it feel like these past couple of relationships that I'm in, these guys are trying to, they're on the fast track where they're trying to make you feel like they're so close to you. They understand you. They can finish your sentences. They want to spend all this intimate time. You think it's intimate time. Now, as an adult, okay,
over the age of 25, you have to start considering what you think is intimacy. Okay? It is beyond a physical realm. Okay? It is spiritual. Okay? It is, do we have the same outlook on life? Do we have the same type of vision? That is exactly what it is that I'm referencing, because anyone can try on these hats for a quick month and convince you that they are Mr. Right, especially when half the time a lot of us are giving them the blueprint ridiculously. It's beyond my understanding, but that's what we're doing here. My ex never gave me flowers, and I don't know. Like, I'm just such a romantic, like, you know, and whatever. I guess the guys are always going to do what they're doing, but I just don't like to play games, you know? Like, and here this guy comes along. Word. Yeah. You know what? I don't know why he wouldn't give you flowers. I mean, you're just so special, and they're just feeding into one thing that men can sense is desperation. From a mile away, they can sense it. So wherever there's a clear gap, he's going to try and fill that immediately. You're sitting here thinking, oh my gosh, he pays attention to everything I say. Like, I literally, wow, I'm already trying to think about, how does his last name sound on mine? Like, girl, I think this could be the one. All these different things. Let me tell you something, babe. If it starts out that fast and hot and heavy, it will end just as quickly. Trust and believe me when I say that. How it starts is always how it ends. Nothing that is sustainable is going to be happening that fast. That's not how life works. Nothing worth having is going to come in 3 seconds. Anytime you're on the road to, well, nowhere, we're rushing where, I have no idea, it disguises itself as, wow, he's just so invested in me. Like guys that want to take up all your time. We've all experienced that before, right? Where it's like, oh, I just can't wait to see you. Wow, like let's hang out today, tonight. Oh, are you busy tomorrow? Been there, done that. Let me tell you something that's so embarrassing. I remember one time I really liked this guy, right? The lawyer guy. Yep, I really liked him. And I texted one of my friends and I said, oh my gosh, so-and-so just said he missed me. And I looked down at my phone and that person says, who is, let's just call him Scott. And I thought my friend was texting me saying, who's Scott? And I'm like, why is she asking me who Scott is? She knows who Scott is. Turns out I texted Scott about Scott. Yeah, that was embarrassing, not one of my proudest moments. And he was like, I really like you too. Like, he played it off in a very nice way, but it was in that moment, now looking back in hindsight, that like my cover was blown, because he totally knew, like, okay, yeah, she totally likes me. And I'm not the easiest person to read when I'm in a relationship. Which I do like about myself. It kind of leaves an air of mystery. But girl, that right there, that did not leave any air of mystery right there. I think, yeah, my cover was definitely blown in that moment, in that second. And so I feel like he kind of just knew, like, okay, got her, you know, right then and there. Anyways, I thought, wow. He made a comment to me one time saying, wow, you got two dates in a row out of me. I must really like you. He'd say these terms. And so it's feeding my ego. And I'm thinking, wow, he really likes me. And wow, I guess he's never done this before. Because let's be real here, honestly, ladies, we're always on this search to be chosen, to feel special. I'm not like the other girls. I'm different. And yet also we're hoping that he's different. He's not like the rest of them. He's not going to dog us out. And again, I want to be honest and fair and say, like, at this age, I'm 28 now. No, not all men are the same. Like, you know, not all women are the same either. But girl, we are talking about stereotypes here. And the vast majority, okay, the community out here is, it's looking slim. It's looking very slim. Now, back to what it was that I was saying. In regards to him, it was just very obvious that, well, how you get him is really just how you lose them, I suppose, right? Where, and I'll get into this a little. There was a podcast that I posted on my Instagram the other day, and it was from this podcast called Rich Broke Girls or something like that, or Rich Little Broke Girls. And I didn't listen to the full episode yet, but I did post the clip because this guy named Jeremy Hetch or something, could be pronouncing that wrong, but I loved what he said in the clip, where he was saying that if you're attracting a certain person, consider the bait that you're bringing them in with. What are you putting out there that's attracting that person to you? So anytime you're utilizing bait or things that are outside of yourself and external things, material things, or whatever people are using to flex, notice what type of individual that's going to attract, because those people, in this case, those men, came for those things. And how does that translate to us as women? So that's going to look like if you're wearing a very revealing outfit and da-da-da-da-da. Guys, notice the guys that are going to be attracted to that. Someone wrote on my channel today, or the other day, sorry, it was Sunday. Someone wrote on my channel saying, hey, what do you think about dressing modestly? Is that going to attract a certain type of guy? Yeah, absolutely, it will. Absolutely. First of all, everybody likes nice things, right? But not everyone can afford them. That's the thing, honey. Everybody likes nice things, but can you afford it? And when I say afford it, I'm talking figuratively as well. Are you willing to pay the price to be with me? That's what you have to ask. Are you willing though, sir? Shut up and prove it. That's what I'm interested in. Shut up and prove it. It's on the action. Action, action, action. So back to what I was saying. I love when he mentioned this because he was saying, you have to consider the bait. What are you attracting these people with? If it's wearing all these revealing clothing, and if you're portraying yourself in a way to alert, to get someone to get with you, and then turns out you're nothing of the sort, then what do you expect when these people no longer like you? Or you're finding yourself getting angry because you're feeling misunderstood. Well, babe, maybe it's because that's not who you really are. So of course you're going to be sad and in the dumps because you're feeling like, oh, they never really get to know me. Well, that's because you're not being yourself. Did you ever think about that? And it's weird. It's like this weird, what is the word I'm even looking for? It's not dichotomy. Maybe it is dichotomy. It's this weird dichotomy of, I don't want to reveal myself, but I'm also getting mad because you're not seeing who I really am. That doesn't even add up. When you get out of that phase, then you're going to start to be ready for something real, because it's no wonder you're going to keep on attracting people that don't really see you, because you also don't really see you. You're not willing to show who you really are. And maybe it's because we don't even know who we are until, well, we mature and we finally come to terms with, I'm not worried about whether or not I like you. You like me. I'm worried about whether or not I like you. That's what I'm worried about. Okay. So when it pertains to whether or not a guy is using you, you have to think about this. If it's going to be super hot and heavy, you know, I heard Shallon Lester mention this a long time ago in a video where she was saying that it needs to be more like a fireplace more than like a firework. It's sparking, 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 boom, it's explosive. Well, and then it just dissipates to nothing and it disappears. But if it's a fireplace, it's sustainable. It's that fire that keeps on burning and it lasts. Because we have to consider, what does this man want? And what do you want? Is it a distraction or is it a relationship? People that want distractions, they're not really tapped in. They're not really tuned in because they're trying to cover up a feeling. Let's say a guy just got out of a relationship. And you know what? Let's really get specific here. A lot of these men on these online dating sites like Tinder, okay, which is the tin can of society, essentially. It's like the tin can, aka garbage can, of the rejects of society. And I said what I said, honestly. And You go on there and these guys always have the same song and dance. They're reading out of the same manual. Just broke up with my girlfriend, not looking for anything serious. Or it's the just broke up with my girlfriend. I know what I deserve and what I want. I'm ready to look for something real. Yeah, whatever. And they want to invite you over their house. They want to cook for you. And here you go. Wow, like he really wants to cook a HelloFresh meal with me. It's like, babe, he wants to get you over there in his lion's den and he's going to attack. Okay, you're on his turf. That's not a romantic gesture. Why am I cooking with someone that I'm not in a relationship with? That's not fun for me. Okay, that is not, we're not together. Take me out and about. That's what we need to do, period. And so basically what I'm saying principally is that you ever hang out with a guy and it almost feels like they are hanging out with you and they're trying to do very relationship-y type of things. Now, again, this is an issue because you don't know me. So why are we going to the movies where you and I are trying to get to know each other and we can't speak during the movie, babe? So I can't get to know you if we're just sitting in silence in a movie. That I believe that's something that's reserved for more seasoned daters or couples. Yeah, and I said what I said. Or the going to my house and cooking a dinner and all these different things. That is reserved for relationships. Why am I at your home? I don't know you like that. Doesn't make any sense. Now what are we doing? Sitting on your couch like a couple. What are you going to ask me? Oh, do you want a massage? You know what? It's getting old. It has been old for a very long time. It's tired. Mm-hmm. It's tired. Just like we're tired of the games, it's tired, okay? We're done and we're over it. Men that truly want something sustainable with you, they're going to make you feel settled. They're not going to be using you as a distraction, putting you on a shelf, up and down. They respond only when things get toxic. When you ignore them, because they haven't texted you back as fast, then they're all over you. And you feel that sort of energy. And then you find yourself playing the game. Well, I'm not going to be responding to him. There's just a different energy. That's how you know everything is spiritual. Because it's just like you can feel when someone is responding late to you because they were genuinely busy. And it's just it's a feeling you get, that intuition, versus, oh, you know that they were just doing something. Okay, and that's why they're responding late to you. Lean into that. Lean into that. And like I said, consider the bait that it took to get that person. That is what matters. If we're not considering what it took to get that individual, then it's no wonder we're not going to be able to keep them. And it brings me back to when I was in that relationship with Lawyer Bay. Mm-hmm, yes. He was telling me that the relationship that he was in prior, a while back to when him and I got together, that woman pretended to be something she wasn't. She was interested and invested in all the things he wanted to do, yada, yada, yada. But as soon as they got more serious, they ended up getting married for a short time, that she was a completely different person. I mean, again, this is all alleged because Lord knows that man was a liar. But anyways, I digress. So as soon as they got married officially, he said everything changed. He wanted to go scuba diving. She wanted to go to the mall instead. He's like, hey, why don't we just go to the mall later? She's like, no, that's fine. Like, how about you just go scuba diving and I'll just go to the mall. And it was in that moment where he felt like, oh my goodness, I think I made a huge mistake. Now, again, this is alleged because Lord knows I don't believe a single thing that man says. But I took the message. The message is be yourself, because anything you're not isn't sustainable. There's no point in trying to lure people in with all these different pretend interests and personalities. And then as soon as you get the guy, you're a completely different person. Please stop. That is so juvenile, because would you really genuinely want someone to do that to you? I don't think so. So cut it out, please. Yes, to a certain degree, dating is a game, but it should be a mature game, a fair game, okay? Where fair in the sense of, as an adult, dating seriously with intention, it should be fair in the sense where you're not really playing games with, he didn't text me back, so I'm not going to text him back, or, you know what I mean? That sort of thing. Because after a while, it just gets juvenile. Because as an adult, you just start to, and as a transparent person, you just look at things like that as, okay, all right, if that's what we're doing here and that's the game we're going to be playing, then I'm not really interested. You lose interest when people behave in such a manner. That's my point. You will lose interest. You can't sit around and you're feeling, again, that feeling of leaning into your intuition where it's like, something isn't right here. I'm feeling like this person just isn't interested. And it's not even that much of a conversation. It's just, you know, I don't really think this is something that I'm going to be interested in. And if you are dating with intention, you're going to be paying attention to these little signs of how is this person communicating? Is this person keeping their word? All these different things. You're not going to engage in certain behaviors or feel like you have to be a different person to whatever the motivation is to get them to like you. I know at one point I could say that was definitely a concern of mine, right? Where it's like, I don't really, like, I want to ease into this whole thing where, you know, you don't want to just, like, show all your personality. And then I was wondering why I was confined to performing within those specific spaces. Now, that wasn't the case all of the time, but it definitely was the case enough of the times for me to notice it, I have to say. And so that's the thing. We have to be real in order to attract real. Now, I want to be clear. That doesn't mean you're always going to attract people that are going to be upfront and honest with you. But when you're not playing certain types of games, you don't even have the bandwidth to go the distance with people that are going to be, ridiculous. That's what it is. You have to have clarity on how a man speaks about the things he wants, the things he desires. Or if you're serving some sort of purpose in his life, like you're some sort of emotional getaway car. Let me tell you this, okay? I have a Snapchat. I don't give it out because I don't use Snapchat. I barely even know how to use Snapchat. Anyways, I'm friends with I happen to be friends with this one of the guys that I dated. I didn't even know. He is still an alcoholic. And I said what I said. And so he basically messages me like constantly at one point for like a week and a half. And I would ignore. I'd barely engage. And then I ultimately just told him, I said, why are you pretending like you care? And he responds essentially by saying, of course I care. And with his lies or whatever. And it just goes to show, like, he is still stuck in that same place. He's still in that same, he's that same person I met 4 years ago. And it's so sad. Like, it's just so sad to me that you're in your 30s now and you're still acting like you're 28 years old. Like, what is happening? And so for him, he was in this off and on relationship with this girl for about 8 years, okay? And it got to the point where they're so toxic that on one of their breaks, she ended up having a kid, getting pregnant and having a kid with one of the guys that she got with in one of their breaks. And you know when things are that toxic, when you're constantly back together, breaking up, back together, it's almost like you can't even tell the difference between what is actual cheating or not. And you utilize these, breaks as a way to go get with other people. But really, you're getting mad because you know that you're still going to get back with that person eventually. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it was that sort of deal. And by the time he got around to me, it felt like he wanted to dedicate all this time to me, which was flattering at first, but I still had my guard up, thank gosh, rightfully so, because he turned out to be a whole lot of nothing, a whole lot of nothing, a big, tall glass, 6'4", whole lot of nothing, okay? And that's all that it was. And some people will never grow up, but that's just the thing. I was 100% myself, and it bothered him. He pretended to like it at first, and he would also gaslight me into thinking like, why aren't you like being more open? I feel like you're just like not really showing me like who you are at that, because you don't deserve it right now. I'm still assessing the situation, and rightfully so, because everything I was thinking turned out to be right. Now, how the story ended was just a complete different story for another day. But long story short, he was trying to cozy up to me so fast because he was trying to use me to replace that 8-year relationship that he was in. So he was pretending to be so wanton and available. First conversation him and I had was like 3 hours long. I mean, you, no, no, we didn't even have our first date yet, because we initially met like at this like lounge bar sort of thing, and our first conference, like, just know this, that when I say that things that start out that like heavy, fast paced, they're gonna end just like that. Mark my words. And so when we are attracting people, please, I want to place an emphasis on this. Be aware of the way that you're portraying yourself and the way that you're acting. If you're trying to be some version of yourself or trying to whatever you're using to bait these people, like Jeremy said, I love that he mentioned this, it's not sustainable. Who you are is always going to come out eventually. So there's no point in trying to hide these parts of yourself, and then you're getting mad because they you feel like you're confined to performing within those whatever you portrayed. They're mad because they feel like, wait, who even are you? And you have to think, that makes a lot of sense. Now, next, I want to answer a couple questions because I posted on my Instagram the other day some things that you guys wanted me to answer. And someone wrote, how to know when a guy is done dating you. Also, sidebar, DM me, please, if you want me to start doing like little Q&As at the end of an episode where I'm answering some of you guys' questions, because I want you guys also to have the chance to have questions answered by me, because I do know that my consults do get bombarded quite frequently. So this also gives you guys a chance to have answers to your questions. How to know when a guy's done dating you? This is very simple. He doesn't give you any of his time. And if you have to ask this question, that's also how you know he's done dating you. Because there's no way, ain't no way, that a man is all about you and you're not even going to know it. Even when the man is pretending, you're still going to know. At least he's pretending to be with me right now. You're going to know a man doesn't want you because he's going to show you. He's never going to tell you. And in the rare occasion that he does say a little something, something, yeah, there must be some strong disdain there, okay? That's what that must be. However, again, because men sleep with who they can, women sleep with who they want, he's never going to tell you, hey, I literally don't want to be with you right now. He's going to just keep that open-ended. So you're going to know a man's done with you when, one, you even have this question, and two, in his actions, there is no space for you. You are only... He's answering his phone once in a blue moon. He's only he's breadcrumbing you by responding to your stories, okay? Or whatever, if you post thirst traps, if that's even still a thing. Gosh, like, what is life, okay? Sure, whatever. And yeah, that's actually basically just that, period. Next question. How long should the talking stage last? Now, this is a great question. I think the talking stage should last... I'd say at least like 2 to 3 months when you're doing it correctly, because you have to consider, how often are you talking to this person? And when I say talking stage, I mean dates. I don't mean, if that's what you mean. I don't mean we're talking on the phone. I don't have time for that. I'm a very busy person. If we're going out on dates, let's say once a week, then twice a week, in all that time, especially when you're dating, it depends on where you are. And you're dating with intention. What am I in a rush for forever? I'm not. I'm not in a rush for forever. Okay? So I think that, and science says, it takes about 3 months to really get to know somebody. And this is the thing. When you're patient with the process, it's going to weed out the nonsense. It is. I promise you, 3 months, a lot will be revealed to you. These men can barely stay on board and act right for 2 weeks, let alone 1 month. 30 days is like the cap where you really start to see who they are. Men that go the distance of the 90 days, I mean, they are worth some of your attention. Most of your attention, I would say. I absolutely agree with that. They do deserve your attention if they've gone that distance. So that's how you can weed the serious people out or not. Because why are we in a rush for forever? Make that make sense. Okay, next question. Ooh, I like this. The true meaning of a girl's girl, and if women don't identify with being one, how to become one? So I identify myself as a girl's girl. And what I mean by that is I support women. Now, when people make general statements like this, there are people that like to take it to the extreme. Oh, so does that mean that you support this and that? Girl, please stop. Please put your brain back in your head. I support things that make sense. I support people that I align with. But I also do support women all the time. I believe in things that make sense. I believe in people that make sense and that, of course, align with me and my morals, my integrity, whatever. So that's how I live my life. A girl's girl is someone that I'm the friend that I've always had girlfriends all my life. Like I've had the same friends forever, pretty much. So I'm a girl's girl. I like to hang out with my friends. I like to just do girly things. I like to do nothing with my friends. We can just hang out, relax, play some card games. I just did this on Saturday with one of my best friends, Angie. Shout out to Angie. Her birthday is actually March 1st, but we celebrated on Saturday the 4th. And I had such a good time. And Angie has been in my life for so long, I actually don't really remember when I met her. I think I met her in middle school. So I might have been 13, and now we're almost 30, okay? She just turned 29. Sorry, Angie, I didn't mean to tell your age, but. So, yeah, think about that. And that's just one of my friendships. My other best friend, Justine, I met her when I was 9 years old, okay? And I'm 28, do the math. My god sister, Rose, I met her when I was literally born. So I've been friends with her for 28 years, literally, okay? So I'm a girl's girl because I've had the luxury of forging these amazing friendships because I was nurturing them. And organically, it was easy for me to make these relationships because of the way my school system was set up. I do believe this factors in. I do know that in more city-like places, for instance, in New York City, they don't go by district, at least to my knowledge. Where I live, they go by district. So I would go to elementary school, middle school, high school with these same people. So it was easy to keep these friendships consistent because of that. But I also know that people have that same sort of district system and they still have it. They've had a different experience. But a girl's girl is someone that's going to be in support of women. They're not going to be the types of girls that are like, oh, I don't trust women. You sound absolutely ridiculous. And I said what I said. You sound ridiculous prioritizing men over women. Men are great at certain things. And women are great at certain things as well. It's not about choosing, pinning one against the other. But women need women around them. And it's giving heal your relationship with your mother. That's what it's giving. You have mommy issues, okay? If this is something that you're dealing with. I'm sorry. And I'm not speaking directly to the person that wrote this question, by the way. I'm saying in general, you have mommy issues that you need to sort out. If you are constantly having these issues with women, you feel like you can't get along with women, you're a very catty person, you always considered yourself one of the guys, and you're just down for whatever, and you're just the cool girl, you sound ridiculous. There are certain things that as a woman, you will never in your natural born life be able to identify with as it pertains to a man, because you're not one. And the same goes for men. What man normally says, it's very rare. I've actually never heard it. I have heard, again, I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but I haven't heard many guys say, yo, I'm never friends with guys. I'm only friends with girls. Men are just too catty or whatever. I've never heard guys say that, or guys are too bro-y. I've never heard them say that. But I have experience coming across women who say things like this, and it's like, I just feel bad for them. It's like, ooh, like, you really got to fix something. You know, something's definitely going on here. So how to become one? Well, one, there's definitely some sort of trauma there why you feel like you can relate to the opposite sex more than your own. So you have to figure out what that is that makes you feel like, I just don't relate to the girls. I just have to be down. I have to be cool. Because it is rooted in something very much like that. And I would absolutely take pride in the fact that I am a girl's girl. I don't believe or support in tearing a woman down. Yeah, there are crazy people out there. Yeah, there are people that do tear other people down. Those are not my tribe. No matter what people do to me, I'm not going to be doing I don't match energy, okay, when it comes to my friends or even anyone at this point in my life. I just disappear. I don't like what you're doing. We're done. That's it. We're done. If I care, I'll address it with you and we can agree to disagree and we move forward. But if I don't address it, I don't care and I don't want to fix it and I'm done. And I mean that in every way or shape or form. I mean that. So the true meaning of a girl's girl is a woman that supports other women. You're not going to tear someone down. You're not going to be the girl that's down with the guys and you're cool and you're just so different. And yeah, and because I promise you, the men are laughing behind your back. That's what they're doing. Yes, they are laughing behind your back. And you can become one by healing those sides of yourself that feels like you relate to men more than women when you are a woman. That is not, I'm sorry, that does not make any sense to me. That's not normal. And in this case, normal is needed. Mm-hmm, absolutely. Hope that answers your question. Now, I'm going to answer one more question. Oh, I like this. Okay, someone said, soft girl era, but feeling useless / bored, struggle with overthinking when not working. Now, the way that this is translating to me is there's this thing going on, this cultural finesse, I want to say, where we're just like, soft girl life, do nothing at all. And it's like, you know, yeah, as being in your feminine energy, we are naturally supposed to be receivers, but that shouldn't erase your ambition, babe. I am very feminine and I absolutely am ambitious at the same time. Yes, you can argue that ambition, right? That drive is leaning into your masculine energy. But as it pertains to dating, which is a different subject, that requires you to be more on the receiving end of things. I think we get it mixed up where we sort of think that this soft girl era means like just literally do absolutely nothing. No, that pertains to probably dating. That you're supposed to just be on the receiving end of things. Let people take you out. Let people date you if there's a mutual interest there. And you're not, you know, driving the car in this whole entire situation. You're texting him first. You're checking on him to see if he's still going on the date. You just have to get rid of this need to no. That should be your soft girl version, where you're just like, I'm just going to let this go. Hey, he hits me up. He doesn't, I'm okay with not knowing. That takes a certain level of maturity and strength, but you're just like, okay, if someone's not going to respect me enough, or at least meet me with the same mindset of thinking that I'm worthy of being respected enough to give me a response to whether or not they're going to be on this date, confirm this date with me. What are they going to do? Because a lot of us are driving the car. Be real with yourselves. You're driving the car. You're constantly hitting him up and you're chalking it up to, I just care about people. And I just want to make sure that he got home safe. I just want to make sure that enough, girl, enough. That's not your job. What do I look like? Hey, did you get home safe? You're not my... Yes, that's nice from a human decency perspective, but I don't know you still. Great, I hope you did get home safe, but you should be asking me if I got home safe. I'm the woman here. Sorry. Actually, I'm not. So there's that. Soft girl era should not be leaving you feeling bored, because I'm sure what they promote also with the soft girl era is, you know, finding hobbies, things that nurture you at the very least, right? You're doing things that are pampering to yourself. But I think we take things to the extreme on the internet. It's like literally do nothing is what we think about. And that's not the case. Like that is not true whatsoever. And when it comes to dating, I very much am a receiver. And when it comes to my man, there's going to be that reciprocity there. But when I'm feeling someone out, I'm in my receiving energy, period. That's it. And I said what I said. But you shouldn't feel useless in your soft girl era. That's about finding what works for you. That's about nurturing yourself. So I think, if anything, you're kind of going about this wrong. Because if you're overthinking when you're not working, that means you're forcing yourself to put on something that just isn't a part of you. I'd feel miserable if I'm calling myself, I'm in my soft girl era and I'm just not doing anything. Let's say I'm not doing my podcast. I'm not fueling my business. I'm not researching things. I'm not having these meetings. I'm not nurturing my entrepreneurial aspirations because that is natural to me in my life. Of course, I'm going to be bored. Of course, I'm going to be overthinking. It's because it's not that you're taking it to the extreme. You don't have to sit there and actually do nothing. That's not what the soft girl era is. The soft girl era is about finding what nurtures your soul. And as it pertains to dating, it's about being on the receiving end and not driving the car and texting and checking in on him and being so upset because he didn't text you on the day that you guys were supposed to go out. It's like, okay, whatever, because I still got my girls. I have my friends. I have, maybe there's a good book. Maybe there's a good show. Maybe there's a nice shower routine you want. Like there's so many things to do when it comes to dating yourself. And I know in the beginning, it feels so foreign because it feels so much easier to do this because of someone else, for someone else. But you got to keep going. You got to keep nurturing yourself. You have to learn how to actually date yourself and actually find it fun. I'm at that place. I've been here for a good while, girl. Where now it's easier for me to just get rid of things that are not meant for me. Because I make those hard decisions early and I make them consistently. And that's how you get here. So you should not be bored at all. When it comes to the soft girl era, you should be nurturing yourself, finding out what you like to do, dating yourself, and why that should not be boring to you, because that means that there's something missing. There's something missing, and that's not what it's supposed to be. So with that being said, angels, I hope you guys have enjoyed this. Again, DM me. Let me know your thoughts on this episode. I want to hear it. Let's get busy in the DMs. I do answer as many people as I possibly can. If you guys like something, then share a snippet of this and tag me on Instagram. Can I just say, I love when you guys tag me on Instagram on my podcast because I always, always post it. If I don't repost you, it simply means I did not see it. I never, ever ignore it. If I see it, it's getting posted. I don't care if it's 100 stories and then you're going to see my story go, you know what I'm talking about? That little, that. I want to have that type of story when it comes to my podcast. And be on the lookout for more YouTube videos coming soon. Go comment on my most recent video, okay? I want you guys to do that. Can you make that promise for me? Can you do that? Can you make that pretty promise for me? I love you. With that being said, angels, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. And I'll see you beautiful angels in my next podcast episode. Mwah.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.